greet you in Christ's name this morning. I invite you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 2. There were several verses in last Sunday's Sunday school lesson that I felt spoke to me, and thought now that the lesson is over, hopefully I won't be taking away from any Sunday school teachers. Shane just led us in two songs. The first one speaking of who God is, and the second one of our aspiration, our desire that God be our vision. And I was especially drawn to a phrase in verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Very concise way of saying God won't change, that his faithfulness is always the same. For if he were not faithful, he would be denying, in some ways, his very existence of who he is. Just start reading there in verse 11 through verse 13. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Those are the three verses I'd like to focus on this morning. I'd like to read it from the English Standard Version. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Just like to look at those several phrases. It talks about being dead with him, we will also live. This is one of the paradoxes of the Christian faith, that it is through death that life comes. And to the our normal mind, we say that doesn't make sense, because we don't like the idea of needing to go through something to get something. We like it to come without a price. But I believe that the promise of eternal life is for those who die to themselves. I'd like to turn to Luke chapter 9, where Jesus speaks about what he calls us to if we follow him. Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 26. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantage if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. So Jesus calls us in following him, saying you need to take up your cross daily. It is a dying to self, but it is in that dying to ourselves that the new life of Christ is brought. It springs up. And so I believe that if we have died with him, we also will live with him, is present and future. there is a life born within us as we die daily, and the life of Christ works itself out as we live here on earth. But then we have the hope of the future that says if we have died with him, we also will live with him in glory. It is through death that we receive life, both spiritually and physically. We cannot experience life on the other side of the grave until we die. And it is the same way spiritually while we are alive. It is as we die to ourselves that the new life of Christ continues to grow up in us. I'd like to move on to the next point. If we endure, we will also reign with him. You know, the Christian life is a life of endurance. It's not only starting the race well, it's in fact, in some ways, more important that we end the race well. But obviously, in order to finish a race, you have to start. And so, it is the promise here that Paul is reminding Timothy of, that if we endure, we will reign someday with Christ. That brought me to Hebrews chapter 12. Talks about that endurance that we are called to have as we walk with Christ. The King James uses patience. I believe other translations would use endurance. Hebrews 12, 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience, or we could say endurance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. So Jesus was our example. He endured, but he endured by going through what the Father wanted him to go through, which, back to my first point, was death. And Jesus used the example of a kernel of seed. In order for it to bring forth more fruit, it has to die. So the Christian life is a life of endurance. We need to continue on. It takes every day saying yes to God and no to ourselves. Next phrase is, if we deny him, he also will deny us. I'm going to say that part of the endurance is being willing to associate, being willing to say, I am a part of God's kingdom. And I think for most of us, it's pretty easy to do that when we're in church. We have our brothers and sisters around us, and we say, yes, we are followers of God. But there are times, at least I find myself in circumstances sometimes where I shy back and I say, I don't know if I want to be known as a follower of God. I'm not sure how I will be viewed. Again, comes back to denying ourselves, because the humanness of us wants to be well thought of, wants to be considered okay. But I'm guessing at least some of you, maybe most of you, have found yourself in a situation where you have said, do I choose to associate myself with being a follower of God, or don't I? So we have, I think, often everyday situations that say, how do I deny my Lord? And it may be something as a simple as a missed opportunity. You were visiting with someone, you had the opportunity to say, you know what, there are more important things in life than the here and now. Where are you at with the Lord? I choose to follow God. It's very sobering to think that if we here deny that we are a follower of God, that someday it could be said that God will deny us. The last point, if we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. One of the things that I thought of is that our lack of faith does not change who God is. See, God remains faithful whether we believe him or not. It reminds me of the statement you've probably heard. The Bible says it, I believe it, and that settles it. But there's something we could say inherently wrong with that, because if God says it, it settles it whether I believe it or not. And I think that's some of what Paul is saying here in 2 Timothy. If we are faithless, it doesn't change the faithfulness of God. God's faithfulness remains the same because he cannot deny himself. God being faithful is just a part of who God is. And so it would be like denying himself if he were not faithful. So he must remain faithful to who he is, or otherwise he would deny himself. Because we serve a God who never changes. There was a phrase in the immortal, invisible, I'm trying to... Verse 3, to all life thou givest both great and to both great and small. In all life thou livest, the true life of all. We blossom and flourish as leaves on the tree, and wither and perish, but naught changeth thee. So, in a lot of ways, we could say our response to God depends whether we blossom and flourish or whether we wither and perish. But the songwriter is saying, nothing changes God. This morning, I choose to have faith in a God who is faithful, who cannot deny himself. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I invite you to worship him and to turn your eyes toward him, so to speak, as the faithful God who cannot deny himself. I would like to sing yet, Great is Thy Faithfulness, Song 155. Shane, could I have a pitch here? Number 155, Great is Thy Faithfulness.
Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions they fail not.
Let's bow for prayer. Yes, Lord, we say, great is your faithfulness. God, it is such a privilege to be called your children and to recognize that even though we lack faith, you are always faithful. It never changes. And as it says in Scripture, every morning your mercies are new. Great is your faithfulness. God, we honor you for that, and we bow in submission and in recognition of our need of you, the faithful one. Pray this through Christ. Amen.